everyone, welcome back to another episode of What You're Next. And today we're going to be continuing on with the franchise disclosure document. Sounds familiar for some of you, right? Where we've been walking through all the items. We are on item 15 today. We highly encourage that you go back and look at some of the videos from the prior items before you get to this video. A lot of them are sequential. This is kind of one of those ones where they talk about it and mention pieces of it in other items. And this one has to do with your obligations in the participation of the franchise itself. And in this particular item, there are multiple pieces to it as far as what the requirements are for you to, what you are supposed to be doing as a franchisee. So we're going to just walk through these one at a time.
Welcome to What You're Next. This is the go-to podcast for aspiring business owners who want to get to the next level, escape the rat race, and give their middle finger to the corporate 9-to-5. If you want financial freedom, work-life balance, and the business of your dreams, you're in the right place. Dave and Stacy Riska, husband-wife franchising duo, openly share their successes, failures, and lessons learned in franchising, business ownership, and working with your spouse.
And we'll just start with the basic one, which is your required level of participation. This one, as a whole, kind of encompasses the type of ownership that you intend to have in your franchise. As we know, there's different types of franchise ownership. So, Stacy, do you want to talk about the different types and you want to talk about the level of participation?
Absolutely. Pop quiz time. I love how he drops that on me. Yes, Dave, there are three types of business ownership, and that really ties into this particular item, because are you going to be owner-operator, semi-absentee, or a passive income-based business? And sometimes candidates will come to us and they're leaning more towards the second two, semi-absentee or passive, and they think like they're just going to get this business and they're not going to have to be involved in it. Well, this item, item 15, is going to very much delineate what, if any, ongoing day-to-day involvement you as the franchisee have to keep that business going.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So basically the structure, are you going to be involved? Do you have to be involved in the day-to-day, or can you be semi-absentee or passive? That's really what it's laying out here. So the second section is more around the training and support. And this is, you know, caveated by not just the training and support of the owner of the franchise itself, but could also spell out any training that would be needed if that owner decides to hire a manager to run the operation. So Stacy, you want to expand on this one a little bit?
Right. So Dave's right. You might be able to bring a manager on board, but this sub item is going to delineate any required training, how that training happens, whether it's live or in person. They may also give you some delineation on the types of support that you're going to get. I know that in some of the franchises we work with, they have very specific training schedules and benchmarks that must be met in order for a manager to stay in place to run those day-to-day operations.
All right, so thank you, Stacy. Now we're going to talk about really the third section of this, which is restrictions on delegation. And I believe this probably has to do with delegation to, again, probably employees and or third parties. Do you want to expand on this one a little bit?
Yeah, I'd say it's mostly third parties. So you may be coming into this franchise business and thinking, I'm going to outsource my accounting work. I'm going to hire my own bookkeeper. I'm going to hire my own marketing firm to do my local marketing. Maybe that's okay, but maybe it's not. There are some franchises that mandate that you use their back office support for accounting or marketing or other types of service and support. So you really need to read this subsection and understand what you can quote unquote delegate and what you may not be able to.
All right. So the fourth part of this is performance standards. And this is really more the minimum requirements in some areas that you must maintain to maintain good status as a franchisee. Stacy, do you want to expand on this one a little bit?
Yeah, I know a lot of franchises, probably most of them, they're going to assign you a business coach, somebody who works with you and helps you get onboarded and up and going and help ensure your business grows. But as you're going on, you're probably going to have regular visits. I know in a lot of franchises, they're quarterly, and they may come out and do an audit or a business review and ensure ultimately that your franchise is remaining compliant. So you need to understand what you need to do as a franchisee to stay in compliance. And those are those performance standards. Maybe there's training that has to be done. Maybe there's sales goals that have to be met. Customer service. I know a lot of franchisees are really focused on the customer experience and may look at reputation management or the reviews. And if you have like a 1.0 in reviews, that may be a route for termination or default, but you're probably not meeting performance standards. So this item, pay attention to, because it's a reason you could be out of compliance and potentially be in default of your franchise agreement.
Right. So I'm going to add to this one. I believe this will fit into this particular section, and that is mystery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is a common practice for many franchisors to have a mystery shopper come out and kick the tires on your organization to figure out if you're following the process, the system, so on and so forth. So I just wanted to add that that's generally something that's a pretty standard practice in a lot of different franchises that are out there today. So finally, the final part of this really deals with consequences and non-compliance. And this is really what happens if you were to be in violation of one of the previous four. What does that look like? So Stacey, you want to add a little bit to this one on what that might look like if somebody were to be in non-compliance?
Yeah, sure. Now, I know you would never be in non-compliance. You're going into this business because you want to be compliant. You want to be a successful franchisee. But you can't come back later and say, well, I didn't know I could or couldn't do this. All right? Pay attention to this item, this sub-item of what happens if you're non-compliant, because it's going to outline. Every franchise system will be different. Some may send you a letter and give you the right to bring whatever is out of compliance back into compliance and outline what that entails and the timeline. Some, depending how big of the breach, you might be in immediate default. Let's say your store is closed for a period. You just decide, I'm going on vacation. I don't have a manager to open. I'm just going to reopen when I get back. Well, you could literally be in default, potential termination immediately, or deciding that in your, for us, coffee smoothie business, we're just going to decide to sell hot dogs one day, right? Well, that's probably a big breach, and it would non-compliance would be outlined in here. It would very specifically say what that franchisor could do. And maybe we have some time or rights to get back into compliance. But again, if it's big enough of a breach, they can terminate you. So please pay attention to this section.
Yes, obviously, very important section here. Be familiar with this. Make sure you understand what the non-compliance process looks like so that if it does happen to you, you at least have some expectations from what you're going to need to do to get back in compliance and the timeline that you're going to be required to do that. So we're going to wrap this up. This was item 15. We're going to move on to the next episode, which is item 16. Like and subscribe if you like our content. Thumbs ups are always good. Thank you so much. We'll catch you on the next episode of What's Your Next.
There are over 4,000 franchise concepts that could be your dream business. Which one is the perfect one for you? Go to franquiz.nextlevelfranchisegroup.com and find out. Your dream business awaits. Go to franquiz.nextlevelfranchisegroup.com now and find the perfect business that will get you to your next level.